Contact with the Enemy. Written by Kieran Granola. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, DCU. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Tim Drake, Connell Connor Kent, Jason Todd. Also tagged for, plot what plot, porn without plot, fuck buddies, Tim Drake being a fuckboy, Con being a little shit, Tim Drake has a large penis, intersex, Connell Connor Kent, trans, Jason Todd, oral sex, bodyguard, Jason Todd, pre-Under the Red Hood arc, vaginal sex. Connell Connor Kent can make his tongue vibrate, and he uses that to his advantage. Connor Luther's new bodyguard has blue-green eyes, a mean smirk, and the tiniest waist Tim has ever seen in his life. There's a swagger in his steps, the deadly kind of confidence that Tim is accustomed to seeing on kingpins, not on security grunts. He looks like he's never taken an order in his life. Though he follows after Connor dutifully, and it's driving Tim a little bit insane. It's unprofessional, Tim decides. Bodyguards are meant to be unobtrusive, to fade into the background and only take center stage in case of emergency. They're not supposed to draw attention with their thick thighs, broad shoulders, and criminally hot jawline. They're not supposed to look like underwear models, and they're definitely not supposed to distract Tim by making him wonder what it would feel like to fuck them full of his cum. Fuck, there's no way that guy wouldn't be tight. Not just because Tim is hung, but because this dude is so fit. Tim could bounce a quarter off his ass. He'd probably feel like a vice, his muscles clenching and unclenching deliciously. Maybe it would even be his first time taking it up the ass, and he'd have to be coached through it. The big, bad bodyguard reduced to a fumbling virgin. Tim shudders. There's a thought. Would that gorgeous bastard whine and squirm with his hole stretched around Tim's cock? Or would he keep smirking? Would he tremble getting fucked on his hands and knees? Or would he pin Tim down to ride him? Would he beg Tim to go slow, overwhelmed by the feeling of fullness? Or would he take it like a pro? Mouth dry, Tim glances at Connor. Maybe Mr. Bodyguard wouldn't bend over for Tim, but he might follow his charges lead. Maybe he'd let Con tell him exactly how to take it, how to give his employer a show using Tim as a prop. Maybe Con and Tim could take turns. Maybe they could even double-team him until they fucked that goddamn swagger out of him. Connor catches Tim's eyes curiously, and Tim shudders. Con tilts his head in surprise at his reaction. Then he breathes in deep. His lips quirk into a smirk. Tim flushes in response. He's been half-hard since Con walked on stage after his father, and he leaks like a faucet when he's horny. He knows exactly what Con is smelling right now. Thankfully, it doesn't look like Con is in the mood to lord it over his head. Meet me in my room? The clone mouths discreetly. Tim bites his lip. Con's pussy runs hotter than the sun, and he's one of the few people who can really take a hammering from Tim. He might not be the guy Tim was fantasizing about, but it would be stupid to pass up on an opportunity to fuck him. Tim is supposed to pay attention to Luther and report back, though. Bruce will kill him if he ditches this party to have sex. Fuck it. He has no idea what Luther is blathering about, and his balls hurt with how turned on he is. He'll ask Connor what this whole night was about later. His friend likes to talk after sex, and he's always willing to give Tim the info he needs to make sure Luther's plans don't go too far. Eyes going half-lidded, Tim nods. Con grins in acknowledgement, and the two of them settle back down for the rest of Luther's speech. The wait is torture. Con keeps looking at Tim with heated, expectant eyes. It makes the tension in his stomach grow, his erection ruining the line of his pants. He finds himself staring back, his mind picturing all the ways he's going to make Con drool and scream. After a while, Con's bodyguard catches him at it. He glares at Tim threateningly, and Tim bites back a whimper. Having that guy's attention on him does nothing to help him with his problem. By the time Luther's spiel ends, Tim has no choice but to take off his suit jacket and strategically drape it over his lap. It's a struggle to walk straight with his hard length trapped in his pants, but he makes it out of the reception room with his dignity intact. To his relief, Con must be just as pent up. The door barely has time to close behind him before the clone spirits him away to his room with a burst of super speed. Head spinning, Tim grabs Con's ass with both hands and catches his lips. Con kisses him back with a desperate kind of intensity. They make out messily for a few minutes. Then Tim shoves a thigh between Con's legs. His friend keens when he grinds it against his crotch. Shit, I want to fuck you, Tim pants between kisses. Can I? Yeah, Con nods, and all their buttons come open as his TTK rushes over them both. Fuck yeah. They stumble to the bed, clothes landing on the floor haphazardly as they keep kissing. The back of Con's knees meet the edge of the mattress. He sits down gracelessly, legs falling open, and Tim slides to his knees without prompting. Tim remembers the first time he fell into bed with Con, how surprised he'd been when he'd found a puffy pussy with a tapered, prehensile cock in lieu of a clit between his friend's legs. Con's bright laugh when he'd shrugged and gotten down to work. The two of them had spent hours thoroughly exploring Kryptonian biology together, until Con had begged him to stop through his tears, too sensitive for any more attention after a dozen orgasms. Stomach feeling tight at the memory, Tim licks Con's slick out of him with broad strokes of his tongue, lets Con's cock wrap itself around his fingers and licks that too, drool and wetness dripping down his skin and pooling on the sheets. Fuck, Con exhales as he tilts his hips in invitation. I always forget how good you feel. Tim smiles even as he keeps going. He likes giving head, but he likes it even more when his partner is responsive. Con never disappoints. He's loud, he's talkative, and his pretty pussy positively gushes when Tim tongue fucks him. Damn it, Tim, Con moans after a while, thighs trembling. That's it, just like that. Fuck. The phantom feeling of TTK closes around Tim's nape, holding him down against the mess of Con's cunt. Tim closes his eyes and lets his friend ride his chin. He can barely breathe like that, but it doesn't matter. It never takes Con long to have his first orgasm. As predicted, it only takes Con a few more rolls of his hips before the clone tenses all over and comes. Tim swallows the sweet rush of slick that pours out of his pussy, his cheek catching the brunt of the transparent release that spurts out of Con's cock. Panting, Con pulls Tim back up to kiss him. He sneaks a hand down between them, and Tim lets out a punched-out noise as strong fingers wrap around his length. "You're so fucking wet, dude." Con slurs against Tim's lips, wonder obvious in his tone. "Almost worse than me." "Blame your bodyguard," Tim groans. "I've had a semi since I saw his ass." "Tell me about it. You should see what he looks like when he's training." "Shit," Tim thrusts into Con's fist. He can imagine how good that guy would look all sweaty and flushed in skin-tight gym clothes. "I'm gonna have to visit you just to watch him work out." "Just for that? I'm hurt." Tim sinks three fingers inside of Con. It's a tight fit despite the slick dripping out of the clone. He has to put some strength behind his movements to stretch him open. Kryptonian biology pushing back. It's worth the effort, though, if only for the way Con whines and clings to his arms as Tim plays with his G-spot. "For that, and because I'm too good a friend to leave your needy little hole empty for too long," Tim corrects himself with a grin. He takes his cock in hand and runs the head from the bottom of Con's slit all the way up to his alien dick a few times. Pleasure surges through him and his stomach contracts in anticipation. Con is fever hot and wet, the core of him impossibly soft. Tim can't wait to bury himself balls deep in that silky warmth. Con seems to agree because he wraps a leg over Tim's hip and pointedly spreads his folds open. Shivers running up his spine, Tim presses against Con's opening, ready to finally get some relief. And that's when the doors burst open. "Connor fucking hell, there you are. How many times do I have to tell you not to disappear on me? I'm here for your goddamn safe..." Ace's deep, masculine voice booms through the room before stopping abruptly. Tim blinks like a deer in headlights as Con's hot new bodyguard gawks at them. Fuck, he can only imagine what he looks like. Naked with his cock in hand, cheek and chin covered in Con's spunk, with his friend spread out under him. "Sorry, Jason." Con gives his bodyguard a half-lidded look. "I got distracted." Eyes on Jason, Con shifts purposefully until the head of Tim's dick breaches him. With an obscene moan, he lets his TTK rush out to grab Tim's ass and bring him in deeper. Tim grunts, eyes closing as pure warmth engulfs him. Fuck. He wants to plow into Con the way they both like, to ram his cock deep against Con's cervix and just fuck him until the clone screams his name. He doesn't get to be rough often, not with his size, and he's desperate to make the most of it every chance he gets. He's too aware of the blue-green eyes staring at them to let loose, though. Jason clears his throat awkwardly and starts backtracking. "I'm sorry, I'll wait outside." "You should stay," Con interrupts. "For, my safety and all that. You don't mind, right, Tim?" Tim swallows. He has an idea of where this is going, and he's not sure he'll survive the night if things go Con's way. Not without humiliating himself horribly by coming too fast. He can't not play along, though. This is too good an opportunity, especially because he doubts that Con would have tried that gambit if he didn't think it might work. Mind made up, Tim gives Jason a confident grin and roughly sinks more of his cock inside of Con. "Sure, we are corporate enemies, after all. Better keep your bodyguard around to make sure I don't take that out on your pussy." A flush takes over Jason's cheeks. His gaze flickers down to the place where Tim and Con's bodies connect. "I don't think it'd be appropriate for me to stay." "I thought you didn't want me to leave your sight," Con replies, voice strained. "That's not quite what I meant. Also, I'm pretty sure this is sexual harassment." "You're the one who barged in. If you're not interested, okay. But if you want to join us, then you're welcome to stay. I promise Tim here could give you the ride of your life." Tim punctuates Con's promise with a sharp snap of his hips, tearing a loud moan out of the clone as he hits his cervix. He keeps his gaze on Jason and sets a slow but powerful rhythm, every thrust jostling Khan's entire body. Jason watches them move together for a minute, entranced. He has to visibly shake himself out of it before replying. If your father finds out I touched you, they'll never find my body. If my father knew I let a Wayne fuck me, he'd be too busy kicking my ass to fuck Tim to care about you. Tim kisses Khan's neck softly. He trails his hands down Khan's generous chest before taking his alien cock between his fingers. It's no fun if your bodyguard's too scared to enjoy himself. Let him go, dude. Jason lets out an offended huff. I'm not scared. I'm just not an idiot. Bro, Khan replies with a breathless groan as Tim keeps fondling him. You're wetter than a fucking slip and slide and arguing about whether you should take the offer to join us. Jason's shoulders tense, his brow furrowing. What the fuck did you just say? Oh, come on. You know I'm half Kryptonian. I can hear your heartbeat. I could smell you getting wet like a slut and making a mess of your boxers when you saw Tim's cock. Tim falters as a desperate surge of arousal sparks up his spine at Khan's words. He didn't think he'd like getting watched this much. He always figured himself more of a voyeur than an exhibitionist. But damn if the thought of Jason squirming because of him isn't doing it for him. Watch your mouth, Lex Brat, Jason growls dangerously. I'm pretty sure I'm not the slut here. Khan gives him the finger. Come sit on my face and watch it yourself. There's a tense moment of silence barely broken by Tim and Khan's panting breaths. Then Jason steps closer, heavily, chucking his jacket and belt on the way. Anger and arousal pouring from him, he grabs Khan by the hair and kisses him. He's all teeth and tongue, and his roughness makes Khan contract around Tim's cock in the best of ways. Hips rolling lazily, Tim watches as Jason takes off his clothes. Khan's bodyguard is covered in nasty scars and glimmering stretch marks that make Tim's fingers itch with the urge to touch. His pecs are big enough to sag a little, his wide nipples impossibly inviting. He looks biteable, like he was made to be marked. It's the perfect contrast to Khan's nearly pristine skin. Is that the best you can do? Jason lifts his eyebrows mockingly at Tim's glacial pace. He doesn't remove his boxers before climbing onto the bed. No wonder Connor keeps yapping. It's a miracle he hasn't fallen asleep. Oh, I wouldn't taunt him like that if I were... Con starts. Jason silences him by sitting on his face. Shush, I wasn't speaking to you. Tim buries himself balls deep and stills with a sigh. I'm in no rush. I'll give it to him after he takes care of you. He pets Khan's thick thighs before wrapping the clone's legs around his waist. You don't mind keeping my cock warm while you work, do you, Khan? Khan gives him a thumbs up and Tim smiles politely. Jason's eyes narrow, but he doesn't push. Stomach feeling tight in anticipation, Tim watches as Khan presses sucking kisses over the crotch of Jason's underwear. Bit by bit, the fabric turns dark with spit and slick. Shoulders relaxing, Jason bites his lip and arches up. He rotates his hips and gets comfortable, clearly not expecting anything too intense. Then Khan opens his mouth and starts vibrating his tongue, and Jason's entire body lurches. His blue-green eyes fly open. He tries to move, but TTK digs grooves into his thighs as Khan holds him in place. Overwhelmed, he keens and reaches out blindly for support, only to find Tim's shoulders. Taking that as his cue to move, Tim threads a hand into Jason's hair and brings him down to kiss him. At the same time, he catches one of Jason's nipples between his fingers and starts playing with the nub. That's it, baby. Tim pulls back to hum as he bites brutal kisses into Jason's throat. Not so high and mighty now, are you? Jason's keen turns into high-pitched mewls. He tries to speak, but the only sounds that come out of him are too garbled to form words. His skin feels feverish when he hunches over to hide his face in Tim's neck. Smirking, Tim strokes both of his hands down Jason's chest. He slips them inside of his underwear and starts massaging his ass. When Jason begins to drool into his shoulder, his moans near continuous, Tim lets his hands wander again. He sets his fingers in a V along Jason's tiny, swollen cock, his entire hand buzzing harshly thanks to Khan's tongue buried between Jason's folds. And Jason throws his head back and comes with a scream. His orgasm seems to last an eternity. He stays tense, his abs clenching and unclenching wildly for what feels like eons. When he finally relaxes, he tumbles forward like a puppet with his strings cut. Tim catches him with a click of his tongue. "Really? Done already?" He kisses the soft patch of skin under Jason's ear and pets his hair, uncaring of the slick covering his fingers. "You haven't even had time to remove your boxers, baby." Khan's chest shakes with barely suppressed laughter. Using his TTK, he manhandles Jason off his face and lays him down on his back next to him before looking at Tim. "Is it my turn now?" he asks innocently. Tim gives him a shit-eating grin. I think we can do better than that." "Right," Khan grins back. They both turn to look at Jason with matching predatory looks. "We wouldn't want Jason to fall asleep after all." Jason shudders under their gaze, his body still trembling in aftershocks. They wait for a protest, a flinch, any sign that Jason isn't actually willing to keep playing with them. And when Jason stays silent, they both pounce. Watch me dance, watch me sing. When Jason decided to make a detour via Metropolis after leaving the League, he had one simple goal: get his hands on Kryptonite. He only wanted to be prepared in case Bruce decided to sic Superman on Red Hood after confronting him. He wasn't expecting to be offered a job by Luther himself after his little heist. When he accepted that gig, he was only planning to study Kryptonian weaknesses for a couple of weeks before dipping. He didn't think he'd stick around for over a month, and he definitely didn't expect this whole charade to lead to him getting rawed by the new Robin and his alien boy toy. Fuck, but Jason got into this thinking he'd be able to make fun of Drake, to humiliate that pretender in bed too by making him come too fast and pleasing his lover in his stead. Instead, he's lying loose-limbed in a puddle of his own juices after losing count of his own orgasms. Connor's tongue moves languidly with his, the two of them too tired for technique. The clone's fucked-out weight keeps him pinned in place while Drake double-dips, lewd squelches coming from their pussies every time Drake switches holes. It's filthy, wet, messy, and nasty in the worst of ways. It's so fucking good. Jason didn't know he could feel mindless with pure pleasure. He didn't think it was possible for him to be overcome by anything but rage these days. Yet he can't even muster a shred of anger as Tim whispers dirty praise in their ears. Of course, this can't last. If anything, Drake must be at the end of his rope. They've been at it for so long that it's a wonder he's managed to hold himself back from coming. It can't last, but maybe it doesn't have to be a one-time thing. Reaching up, Jason threads one hand in Khan's hair to kiss him more firmly, and takes Tim's hand in his with the other. Tim squeezes Jason's fingers when he comes, his cock pressing hard against Jason's cervix. Jason shudders as Tim's seed joins Khan's loads already inside of him, the warmth spilling over into his belly to fill every corner of him with satisfaction. Yeah, maybe Jason can give Drake several chances to convince him that he might actually have the control, discipline, and stamina to be Robin. Maybe he can take Bruce's new soldier away from him with a lure of wet pussy, rather than with violence. Maybe he can steal Superman's boy for himself, too, while he's at it, instead of leaving him in Luther's clutches. And maybe, maybe, he can let them seduce him away from his other plans, too. After all, he remembers how it feels to crave something other than vengeance now. And if that something is Tim's thick cock spearing him open while Con rides his tongue, well, he can live with that. The end. Author's notes. Instead of going wild with convoluted plans, Jason quietly takes a day off to snipe the Joker. Tim realizes that Jason the Bodyguard was Jason the Robin about 4 months later, balls deep inside him, with Con's prehensile cock in his ass. It's a very awkward moment for everyone involved, because his realization makes him shoot way too early. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for myself or for the author, you are more than welcome to. If you would like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can find the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic to begin with, and leave a comment there. And if you would like to leave a comment for the author, the text post is linked from that podfic post. And the text post is where you would leave a comment for the author. Thanks for listening!